Chazal say that when Mashiach comes, all of Kisvei HaKodesh will become batel, meaning not relevant, other than Chumash, the Torah, and Megillas Esther. What this shows us is that the whole Torah can be divided into two parts, Chumash and Megillas Esther. The Nevi'im, say for Yeshua, through Treyaser, and the Ksuvim, Tehillim, all that can be put aside. Why? Because all that they say are included in Chumash, and Lased Lavay will be able to learn everything that they need to teach us from the Chumash. But what is taught by Megillas Esther can't be learned anywhere else, and therefore can't become batel. It will have to be learned, Lased Lavay as well. So what does this mean? According to what we've explained, the message of Megillas Esther is a big chiddush. It goes against the policies set in place by the Torah of how this world is run. It teaches us a whole new approach that Hashem can and will take. Hashem will say, stand aside and let me drive. Although what we have done might be deserving of punishment and we don't have any merits to have redemption, Hashem will go beyond those rules because of His love for us. And that's Megillas Esther. It's a limud which can't be deduced from the Torah and the Nevi'im, where there the message is, according to your actions, exactly how you act. If you listen, you'll get kishmecham bi'itam, it will rain on time. And if you don't, chas v'shalom, the opposite. Megillas Esther has a different message, and therefore it's eternal. If we think about the story of the Megillah, Hashem demonstrates that the whole premise of the world, politics, power, can be changed in a moment. Things that were built up over decades, kingdoms, followings, can be cast away by Hashem in a fleeting second. Haman was of the richest men alive, and within one day, all of his wealth went over to Mordechai. He was the second most powerful man in Persia, certainly something he worked decades to accomplish, to climb through the ranks of the king's advisors until he was promoted to second in command, and it all dissolved in the span of one day. From early morning, when he went to convince the king to hang Mordechai, he was sent immediately to lead him through the streets, returned to Esther's party, and was hung on the gallows that he himself built. Natural course of events would necessitate that this take time. That's the way things normally would work, but on Purim it changed in an instant. When Hashem steps in directly, nothing stands in the way, as long as we step aside. With this, we can understand what Mordechai and Esther were arguing about. Vatishlach Esther begadim lahalbish as Mordechai. Esther sent clothing for Mordechai to wear. Esther looked at the situation as one which requires a shtadlus. The approach would be for Mordechai to come before the king and start trying to convince him to change his decree. But that would require him to be clothed properly. Mordechai refused, because he saw that this decree was sealed in heaven. At this point, there was no hishtadlus. Nothing we would do could change the decree. The only approach was to try and invoke Hashem's mercy. And this wasn't just any kind of tefillah, and it wasn't even an approach of tshuva. Mordechai saw that even tshuva wouldn't help at this point. If he was trying to get Klal Yisrael to do tshuva, he wouldn't have had them fast on Pesach and not eat matzah and maror. There would be a chizuk in learning, a chizuk in davening. It would be a whole different kind of approach. Mordechai gathered the children who hadn't even sinned, hadn't eaten from Achashverosh's party, because he was trying to accomplish something different. He was trying to invoke Hashem's mercy. Hashem would see the children, and Hashem would see that Klal Yisrael isn't keeping Pesach, because if Klal Yisrael disappears, there won't be any Pesach. No matzah, no maror, no arbor kaisis. The only approach he was taking was one of tzaka, screaming out to Hashem, tzoim, fasting, b'chi, crying, umisbeit, and mourning, because he understood that this was the only thing that could change the situation. It was necessary to break down the barriers and change the way the world was run. And all the regular things don't apply. And that was what Mordechai was trying to accomplish.